Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good colleague Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs in London, to receive freedom of the city from the Fletcher's Union Guild that are making arrowheads. It's a wonderful honor to Gregory, all these years of traveling the Commonwealth, the former empire. Gregory also gives me to understand the significance of King Charles passing the honorary colonelship of the Army Air Corps to his son, the Prince of Wales, William. Charles was colonelship for 42 years, and both of them are pilots. William, as Gregory explains, was a helicopter pilot in Air Sea Rescue. Also, Gregory has a comment, what he learned from people in London, people around the palace, about the King's health, which is a very positive report. So here's Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, new freedom of the city, freedom of London, and also commenting on the significance of passing the baton of the Army Air Corps, that's helicopters. More of this later.
That's correct. So there's a position of honorary colonel, which is the guardian colonelship, if you like, of a regiment or a corps. So Prince Charles, who was himself a pilot, was the honorary colonel of the Army Air Corps for those 42 years. And the Army Air Corps has grown from strength to strength. And by passing it along to the Prince of Wales now, Prince William himself was an incredibly successful helicopter pilot and involved in air sea rescue operations and the like. So this is really up his alley to be able to do this. Prince William, when he was flying helicopters for a living, he was with the Royal Air Force, not with the Army. But nonetheless, he's well placed to be Colonel in Chief of the Army Air Corps, and it does start to signal the transfer of responsibilities, of authority and prestige to the Crown Prince, because we've seen King Charles come to the throne very, very late in life, later than any other king. And with the cancer scare that he's given us and was given to him,
30 seconds, Gregory.
There's this fear that he might not stay on the throne very long. But in London, I'm finding all my colleagues within the palace and the like are very optimistic that he'll be with us for quite some years to come and is getting back to very meaningful work as we speak.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.